shout. Better not cry, better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Jeff Simon, Executive Director for the Western Dakota Energy Association.
Well, I'll tell you, Jason, I traveled extensively in a former job. So 10 years ago, I knew what Williston looked like, what Watford City looked like. I'd been to Stanley and places like that. And, you know, I guess I can give you a tale. Just last week, I drove up to Montreal County, and I visited Stanley and Newtown. And, I mean, it had probably been, you know, I confess I get to Williston a lot more frequently than I get to Stanley. So it had probably been 3-4 years maybe since I've been to Stanley. And the town was almost unrecognizable, frankly. It had grown that much. There was a lot more development on the west side of town that just wasn't there a few years ago, and the same on the north side. And, you know, when you've got those kinds of growth situations in housing and commercial development, obviously the communities are challenged to provide the infrastructure. So that's, you know, that was really the purpose of my visit up there. To both Stanley and Newtown was to, you know, talk with people in the communities, you know, stop by the Public Works office and visit with the county highway folks to find out, you know, how they're coping with it and what their ongoing needs are. You know, there is still, you know, the cities has quite a bit of what I would call assimilative capacity right now. They've built out and they've got a lot of the, you know, the urban infrastructure in place, but the county roads, those people are still challenged because more development is, you know, popping up. It's, you know, kind of corridor driven now, where, you know, the oil production and development is a lot more organized now into corridors, but it still requires roads to get there. And, you know, counties are constantly challenged to upgrade roads. And frankly, it makes more sense to pave some of these rural county gravel roads than it does to leave them gravel, because they're going to be, you know, this oil traffic, oil field traffic is going to be there for, you know, a couple of decades, most likely. And the thing about a gravel road, you can kind of think about this, it requires constant maintenance. Whereas, you know, an asphalt road, once it's upgraded, it's upgraded. And, you know, you maintain it, you maybe chip seal it every couple of years and occasionally have to resurface. But those are some of the things that I encountered out there. Newtown, there's a bypass around Newtown now, so they've got kind of their Main Street corridor back, and they just recently completed a rebuild of the Main Street area to widen it and make it, you know, much more aesthetically pleasing to the public, if nothing else. They've also expanded it. They've got a new treatment plant, a water treatment plant there. They've doubled the capacity of their water facilities. You know, there have been a lot of improvements out there, and so the cities, you know, they've done a lot of things to catch up, but obviously, there is still some work to do out there. The downturn has given the communities a little bit of a chance to get caught up, but, you know, they still, you know, now they've, some of these communities have leveraged their financing abilities, so they need a constant revenue stream to, you know, to pay off some of that infrastructure investment. And, you know, there's a recognition that, you know, the pace of the activity is going to depend where the price of oil goes, and that's, you know, all kind of revolves around really kind of what happens today in the whole geopolitical situation around the world. OPEC's trying to curtail production to drive the price up higher, but they can't seem to come to any agreement on it. And all of that affects us out here in little old western North Dakota, you know, to see, you know, just how quickly we see a rebound in activity. A lot of activity is occurring in those core counties.
To listen to the full-length interview with Jeff Simon, Executive Director for the Western Dakota Energy Association, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake. Go.
This week's Christmas music is performed by singer-songwriter Blind Joe. For more information on the totally blind singer-songwriter Blind Joe, who was featured on NBC's hit show The Voice as part of Team Blake, or to purchase an acoustic country Christmas, visit his website, blindjoe.bandcamp.com. That's blindjoe.bandcamp.com.
Christmas tree, so you better watch out, you better not cry. Better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Yeah, man, Santa Claus is coming to town, yeah. Hurry up, Santa. I want my presents.
The oil and gas industry is coming back, and you need a source to keep up to date on the industry. Check out Oil Man, the magazine for leaders in the American energy industry. Each issue gives you a competitive edge with the latest oil and gas news. In addition to the news and analysis, the Oil Man brings you exciting features, publishes photos from yesteryear that chronicle the history of the oil and gas industry. Visit oilman.com to learn more and subscribe today. That's theoilman.com.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
And that concludes this week's episode of Building the Bakken Radio. Building the Bakken will be back next week at this time on this radio station. For a full list of our media affiliates, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. Building the Bakken would also like to thank its sponsors, MBI Energy Services, Cutting Edge and Oil Field Safety Solutions. For more information on MBI Energy Services or to check out their latest job offerings, visit mbienergyservices.com. That's mbienergyservices.com. Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty's in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. The Eric Hatch team may not sell real estate in your community, but they can be a resource and a connection for you. Give them a call today at 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. The Lodge at Deadwood. The next time you're planning a conference, wedding, or weekend getaway, consider the Lodge at Deadwood. For more information, visit deadwoodlodge.com. That's deadwoodlodge.com. That's the Lodge at Deadwood, located in the beautiful Black Hills. And from the staff at Building the Bakken, my name is Jason Spies. We're asking you to be safe, be happy, and make it a great day. Thank you, folks, for joining us. We'll see you next week.
As long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
Let's take a moment and talk about Meridian Energy Group and the Davis Refinery. Davis Refinery, the first greenfield refinery coming to the United States in over 50 years, and it's coming to Belfield, North Dakota, right here in the Bakken oil field. Talk about addressing the need for local. Well, that's what the Davis Refinery is going to do. I mean, the Bakken right now produces more than 1 million barrels a day, and the Davis Refinery will leverage the Bakken's natural resources and enable Meridian Energy Group and the region to realize huge long-term cost savings by eliminating the need to transport that crude oil to the Gulf for refining. But more importantly, the Davis Refinery is going to provide jobs. After construction, the Davis Refinery is going to employ 200 permanent jobs in Belfield, North Dakota. Studies show that those 200 permanent jobs will have a social impact and a ripple for 2,500 jobs. That's the Davis Refinery and the Meridian Energy Group, powering a working North Dakota. For more information, visit davisrefinery.com or meridianenergygroupinc.com. That's davisrefinery.com and meridianenergygroupinc.com.
A perfect winter getaway is waiting for you in the Black Hills. The Lodge at Deadwood Gaming Resort offers luxurious guest rooms, first-class casual fine dining, and the largest convention facility in the area. Recently voted best casino, hotel, and restaurant in the Black Hills, the Lodge at Deadwood has everything you need for the perfect winter getaway. Skiing and snowmobiling are located just minutes from the Lodge. Or ask about gaming and spa packages. Elevate your experience. Visit deadwoodlodge.com. Deadwood's newest legend.